In today's reading, we are entering into Luke's telling of the Passion Week. While Jesus is with his disciples in the Garden of Gethsemane, he speaks some remarkable words to Peter, which will be important to all of us because it is what Jesus does right now for every one of his children. At the Last Supper, right after Jesus says that one of the 12 will betray him, he then says these words to Peter. This is Luke 22, verses 31 and 32. Simon, Simon, Satan has asked to sift you as wheat, but I have prayed for you, Simon, that your faith may not fail. And when you have turned back, strengthen your brothers. Jesus says, Simon, Simon, just like when you heard your parents use your full name when you were a kid, this is what this means. When Jesus repeats your name twice, you may be in trouble. This is the full name with the middle name, and that means trouble for Peter. What makes this interesting is Jesus goes back to the same name, Simon, which he changed to Peter. Remember the story from Matthew 16, 15 through 18? When Peter said to Jesus, "You are the Christ, the Son of the living God," and Jesus said, "Blessed are you, Simon Barjona, because flesh and blood did not reveal this to you, but my Father who is in heaven. And I say to you that you are Peter, and upon this rock I will build my church." Now, in today's reading, Jesus goes back to the old name and says it twice. Peter is not necessarily in trouble, but is about to experience trouble, satanic trouble. Jesus says Satan has asked. Satan is God's Satan. He's not an independent agent who can take your life without God's permission. He is not an independent entity who does what he wants. We see that in the book of Job when Satan had to get permission to attack Job. Try to imagine the picture Jesus gives Simon Peter. Satan is on one side trying to take Peter and to sift him like wheat. On the other side, Jesus is praying for him. Satan is asked to sift all of you, but I have prayed for you, Jesus says. At the same time that Satan is asking for Peter, Jesus is interceding for Peter. That changes everything. That alters the whole story. There may be a failure, a defection, cowardly denial, and even compromise. There can never be ultimate ruin. Why? We have a praying Christ. Peter has a praying Christ. We think our spiritual lives are all about what we do, our prayer lives, our consistency in Bible reading, and our successes in those things secure us. But nothing could be further from the truth. The plotting of Satan is no match for the prayers of Christ. It isn't your prayers that secure your place with him in eternity. It's Jesus' prayers that secure you. I don't think we can mention the praying Christ without referencing his post-resurrection heaven ministry. Listen to it in Hebrews 7:25. He is able to save fully from now throughout eternity everyone who comes to God through him because he lives to pray continually for them. Satan does not get his way with you because you have a Savior who neither sleeps nor slumbers. That's Psalm 121, verse 4, and he is continually praying for you. Peter doesn't just get a praying Christ, we get a praying Christ. A person must get past the love of Christ for us, the cross of Christ that values us, and the prayers of Christ before he or she can make their bed in hell. I love this story. Little Johnny would wake up every night because he'd hear a bump in the night, but the sound was him as he fell out of his bed in his sleep. This happened 5 nights in a row that he fell out, until finally Johnny said to his father, "Daddy, I'm so tired of falling out of bed. Can you fix it?" His father said, "Son, it's really simple. You never got far enough into the bed." The reason I think some people keep falling out of Jesus is because you never got far enough in. You got into church, now it's time to get into Christ. In Christ, you have a praying Christ. Satan just doesn't want Peter only, Satan wants you. Let the words of the Scottish preacher, Robert Murray McShane, give you an encouragement and empower you to walk in victory today. Here is what Robert Murray McShane said. "If I could hear Christ praying for me in the next room, I would not fear a million enemies. Yet distance makes no difference to him. He is praying for me, and he is praying for you today."